Hey folks, I'm Colin Gurry and this is Podcraft. Hey folks, and welcome to another episode of Series 3 of Podcraft. This is the series on creating a peerless podcasting website, which basically just means creating a great home for your podcast to attract in the listeners, make them long-term listeners. So yesterday we were talking about subscribe links for your podcast, so how to create links to help people subscribe to your podcast. Today we're moving on to analytics and SEO. That means today's about optimizing your actual show notes pages so they appear better in the search, making sure that they're more easily found, and then measuring how well you're doing in the search as well, how many people you're getting onto your site, and a whole lot of other information that I'll go into. So what's the point of this? You might argue that most people find us, we're a podcast to start with. So surely we're going to be found in iTunes, we're going to be found in the Stitcher directory, we're going to be found in podcasting directories. We don't need to worry about stuff like SEO. We're not working with text, we're audio people. But that's not entirely true. More people find us by search every day. People are searching for a podcast on blah, 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 podcast on this topic, podcast on that topic. A lot of people are getting into podcasting that aren't using Apple devices now. It's not just Apple, so you can't rely just on the iTunes store. Plus, if you're not thinking about creating your show notes so that they're optimized for certain keywords to attract people in that are just searching in general for your topic, then you're missing a trick. Just because it's a podcast doesn't mean it's any less relevant than a blog post. You should be getting found in amongst blog posts and amongst articles for any topic, whether people are searching for a podcast or not. So that's why it's worth thinking about SEO in general. Then, once you've got people onto your site, once you're getting found well, once you have everyone coming in, then you want to see how effective it all is, how well your site's working, what type of stuff people are enjoying. And that's where the analytics comes in. You can argue really that is there any point in us doing anything if we can't tell how well it's working for us? And also analytics can help you really optimize your site as well. By that, I mean really seeing what works, seeing what posts, what content really work for people, what people are coming in to see, where they're ending up, and what pages they're really enjoying, so that you can create more content that your audience enjoys. It's all very well you thinking that you know what your listeners are going to like, but it always comes down to the proof of the pudding, whether people actually go and see it or not. You can think that this post is going to be so successful and this other post might not be so successful, but you're going to write it anyway. And it turns out that that second post actually gets viewed twice as much as the first post. You're only going to find that out if you have analytics installed. And then you can start to create more of the posts that turn out to be really popular. You can also find keywords that people are finding you by. So you can discover how people are finding you, what things people are typing into the search engines. And you can start to create more content that really targets those keywords that people are kind of, you know, the ones that aren't working quite so well, but still get some people in. You can start to create some content around that. And that's the kind of information you can get from Google Analytics. It really helps you to grow out your content, gives you ideas for things to write about. It really helps you to create ideas to create episodes around every single week. So let's look at the plugins that we're going to use for this. This is what you're going to be installing on your website. And these are two plugins that I install on every single WordPress website that I do, whether it's podcasting or not, but it's just as useful for us as podcasters. Both of them are created by the same guy, a guy called Yoast. I don't know what his full name is, but his nickname on the web is Yoast, which is Y-O-A-S-T. And if you go into the WordPress plugin store, you can just search for Yoast, just Y-O-A-S-T, and the two plugins that I'm going to talk about pop up first. If they don't appear there at the very top though, first one's called WordPress SEO by Yoast, and the second one's called Google Analytics by Yoast. So you can search for them by the names. So let's have a look quickly at the SEO one first. So install the SEO one, and the main thing that you notice is that it's added a box at the bottom of your post creation page. So the page where you create your new episodes for your podcast. The little box appears at the very bottom of the content, and it essentially adds a few different things. First of which, it lets you create great titles. So it lets you create a different title to appear in the search. That means that you can have one title for the post itself, one title that appears on your own website, but then you can have a separate title that appears in the search results. And that's useful in that Quite often you might have a very long title on your own page, on your own website, to be quite descriptive. Or you might even have just quite an entertaining, funny title to put on your website. But it's not quite so relevant. It's not quite so attractive. Maybe it doesn't tell a story quite so much about what the post is about. And that's what you want in the search, because you want the title that appears in the search to really tell people what the article's about and what the benefits are going to be for them. So that's one of the things that, one of the main things really that the SEO plugin gives you. It lets you create those really SEO titles and put some keywords in there. Next of all, it lets you create a great description as well. So in the search results, you've got the title first, but then you've also got a little description below that. It's two lines which are a little bit grayed out, and it does have an effect on how people click through. So having a good description does affect how many people click on your results. So it's worth spending a little bit of time every time you create a podcast post, type in your description, just do a little sort of two sentence description which tells people what the post is about, what the benefits are, and make sure the keywords are in there as well. And that really will benefit you in terms of the click through you get from the search results. Next, and really usefully, it gives you this grading system for your SEO for the post. So say I'm targeting a particular keyword. So I'm going to target Scottish mountain bike trails. So that's the keyword I'm targeting in one of my podcast episodes. So I type that into the keyword field on the WordPress SEO block at the bottom of the post page. I put that in, I save a draft, and then the Yoast plugin will give me a grade depending on how good my post is. It'll give you lots of advice on how to increase the SEO. So actually it's a little bit of an SEO training course. It'll tell you to make sure that that keyword appears in the title. It'll tell you to make sure it appears a couple of times, at least in the article itself. It'll tell you how often it appears. And it'll tell you a few different tips about how to optimize that post to make sure that it's going to show up well for that keyword. So it'll take you through that, and it'll really help you to make that post as optimized as possible. And it really does help, especially if you're not that confident on SEO principles. It really takes you through and teaches you how to create those well-optimized posts. The last thing that I think is really useful as well that the plugin does is it creates sitemaps for you. So it creates a sitemap for you for the entire podcasting website. And these are useful because Google search will be much more attracted to your site, much more likely to index every single page on your podcasting site if you have a sitemap available. So having that sitemap available and submitting it to Webmaster Tools is a really good thing to do. So that covers the SEO plugin by Yoast. His other plugin, as I mentioned, called Google Analytics by Yoast, helps you integrate Google Analytics really quickly and easily. It's a pretty simple plugin because all it really does is perform one function, which is to put the analytics code in, but it does it in a very easy way. And it also gives you a few extra options as well. I'm not going to go through all of them, but some of them are pretty handy. And once you get more into analytics, you'll start to learn which ones you want to use, which ones you don't. Stuff like, for example, event tracking. So being able to track what links that people click on, what things that people do on your website, that becomes a really useful thing that you can do in future, one of the more advanced things. But essentially with this plugin, all you do is you install it, you sign up for a Google Analytics account if you don't have one already, you get your analytics code, which generally is just a little code with letters in the start and then a few numbers, you put that into the analytics plugin on your WordPress site, click save, and that's you going. And then a couple of days later, you can go back into your analytics account and you can see the data starting to collect. So that's it, pretty simple, don't have to cover too much on that one. And that pretty much ties us up for today. So remember, both of these are plugins. Again, I'll say it again, full guide to installing plugins and working with WordPress in general can be found at the courses that I'm putting together for this course, for this series, I should say. You can find them at podcraft.net/website course. And you can either sign up for the courses there, or if you're already signed up, then you can get straight to them from the links on that page. And that leaves me to set your task for today. So final thing, that task is to install both the SEO and the analytics plugins. Get them both working on your website. Create an analytics account for your site and then link it up. And then finally, SEO one page on your site. Just choose one page, just choose a popular page and SEO it with a great title. Make sure your title's good, it appears well in the search, it's going to draw people in. Create a meta description for it and then go through the different tips that the SEO plugin gives you to make it green on the rating. Make sure that it's well optimized. And then that leaves you to go to podcraft.net 308, which is the show notes page for this episode. and then give me a link to the page you've SEO'd. I'd love to have a look and see how it looks. So just pop a link into the comments and say how you found it. Say how useful you found these the plugins, whether you think they'll be good for you or not. You can find that at podcraft.net/308. I'd love to hear what you think. So thanks again for listening to another episode. Next time on this series, we're going to be looking at contact us stuff. So how to create a page that lets people get in touch with you and plugins that can help you with that. So I hope to see you then, and thanks for joining me. Talk to you then.